About 3 years ago, the Janesville Gazette revamped their website so that their online readers could add comments to stories. Scott Angus is the newspaper's editor. He says at the time he had high hopes that the new feature would allow for important discussions. But Angus says that hasn't quite worked out as planned.
Too many of the threads just spun into nastiness, as I called it. And we began to hear from people in the community who were concerned about that and thought it reflected poorly on the community, thought it reflected poorly on the newspaper. And to be honest, as we saw it go on, we also had concerns that particularly on certain subjects, the comments were not productive. In fact, there were in many cases hurtful.
Beth Bennett, executive director of the Wisconsin Newspaper Association, says that while those online forums are certainly popular, they're posing some problems for the industry.
You have the liability of defamation and personal invasion that can attach to negative comments that are published on our online comment sections. And so what that requires of the newspaper is it requires that we be very vigilant and that we manage those comments to make sure that we don't open ourselves up to vulnerability.
For the Janesville Gazette, Angus says the constant monitoring and maintenance of comments requires manpower that they can't afford. He says for now they've decided to eliminate comments on stories that involve race, sex, courts, crimes, and accidents. Angus says they'll be exploring other options in the future to try to bring more civility to online discussions. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.